I actually had a chance to see the Matt Shepherd is a Friend of Mine documentary a few years ago in Washington, D.C., with my family and with Judy Shepherd, the mother of Matt Shepherd, and the film's director, Michelle Jose. And Michelle is actually a really close friend of Matt's, and she had known him growing up. They went to school together, and she actually put together this really powerful documentary that goes beyond the headlines. So Matthew was very much defined in a lot of people's minds by the last days and hours of his life and the way that he died. And this film does a really beautiful job of looking much deeper into that and showing him as a brother and a son and a friend, most of all, and really humanizes him and gives him a lot of dimension, and actually lets the viewer feel like they know Matt Shepherd and like they're friends with him.
You established the Tyler Clementi Foundation, named after your brother, who committed suicide in 2010.
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about the foundation and the work that you do through that?
Absolutely. So my brother Tyler was a college freshman when he was a victim of cyberbullying. He was targeted by his roommate because of his sexual orientation, and as a result ended up taking his own life. And you know, for my family and for myself, we dealt with a tremendous amount of loss and personal grief, but we also realized in the weeks and months following Tyler's death how common it is for young people to be bullied, and how much young LGBT people in particular are targeted by their peers for being different. And we really wanted to actually create a change in our culture and create more kindness and respect for people who are being victimized. So my family started the Tyler Clementi Foundation, and we have been working to create safe and inclusive spaces for young people and to end all online and offline bullying over the last several years.
In talking about your brother's background and the film, what's the message that you're really hoping the audience is going to come away with at the event?
I think it's really important that people understand that Tyler and Matthew, who had very different situations and circumstances, but also some similarities in that they were both targeted for being who they are, that people understand these men as individuals and as human beings, and so often we connect to stories of people and experiences rather than just statistics. You know, hate crimes and bullying and prejudice against people who are different, especially the LGBT community, are very common, and a lot of us experience those sorts of behaviors, but people don't really resonate with statistics and facts. So I think it's like the movie does a really powerful job of actually getting you to understand who Matthew Shepherd is as a young man and as a person who's just starting out in life and finding his way in the world and had all of that taken away from him. And it's just such a powerful story that I think really you can't listen to it and not be impacted by it. And I hope that when people hear about Tyler's story, they have a similar feeling that this is a horrible tragedy that should never have happened, that Tyler Clementi is a young man who should still be with us today.